Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day to you all. My name is Pastor Arthur Nyamgoneka. I am from the Apostolic Faith Mission, and I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm excited to be here, and I hope you're excited to be listening to this teaching for this week. Remember, we're still laboring under the theme of the authority of a believer. Right. So, like I said, I've got different subtopics under this theme. I'm on topic number 3 now, which I've titled Authority versus Power. Authority versus Power. Then last time, my topic was on the name of Jesus. Right. The name of Jesus, whereby we need to be operating from the name of Jesus in order to effect change, in order to exercise the authority that we are given. So remember, when we talk about the name of Jesus, we are talking about Jesus himself, because the name contains everything about a person, right? In fact, the word name actually means character, the character of a person. So the name is very important, right? The name is very important. The name of Jesus is Jesus himself. Jesus cannot be separated from the name. Right. So now, if we say you're operating in the name, we're actually saying you're operating in Jesus. Right. I even highlighted last time that when you are exercising your authority, you need to become aware that you are seated in Christ. You are not seated with Christ. You are seated in Christ. Right. So you ought to be found in Christ, because when you say with, there is a separation there. But when you sit it in, right, it means you become one with Christ. And when you operate from that position, you are able to exercise your authority and you are able to move things around. So it's all about becoming aware of that position. The more you have that consciousness, the more you become aware, the more things are going to move around in your life for your own, to your own advantage, right? Or for your own advantage. Right. So. I think I'd also promised that I'm going to teach you on how to operate from the name. All right. But I would also want to also check with this, to also mix it with this topic that I have here, authority versus power. Authority versus power. Our main scripture is going to come from Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, "Behold, I give unto you power." This is Jesus Christ. "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So this was Jesus Christ sending his disciples to go and minister. And he was giving them an assurance that behold, right, which means see with the eyes of the spirit, become aware spiritually, see. And it says, "Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions." Serpents and scorpions, this is a representation of all the agents of the devil. Right. So he's telling them that I've given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Right. So we want to understand this instruction that Jesus was giving to his disciples. Right. And then we are going to, I'll then connect it with the promise that I had made you on how to operate from the name of Jesus. So you need to understand that we have what we call authority, and we also have power. So sometimes when you go through the scriptures or the Bible, the word authority is interchangeably used with the word power. So sometimes you see where it says power, and then you'd find that if you check the original meaning of that word, it will actually be referring to authority. Right? Like in this case where it says, "Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents." This is Jesus Christ who was telling his disciples that, "Behold, I've given you authority So instead of the word power there, we could replace that with authority. He was actually saying, behold, I give you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Right? So the word power there is actually the word authority. All right. So he says, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power. Again, that word comes back again. Over all the power of the enemy. So the word power there, where it says power of the enemy, it's not the same word as authority. Right? That basically means a miraculous power. Right? Or in Greek, it's called dunamis. But the first one, where Jesus says, behold, I give you power. That word power there, if you check in Greek, is exousia. Right? Which means authority. Right. So you need to, that's why my topic today, authority versus power. Right. There is a difference between the two. Right. So there is authority which Jesus was giving to his disciples here. So this type of authority, this is the authority where it's a delegated authority. Exousia, it's a delegated authority where Jesus was telling his disciples, behold, I give, it has to be given. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents. So exousia is delegated authority. It's power that has got its source from somewhere. And the source here, definitely or obviously, it is Jesus himself. So he's now saying, I'm giving you power to operate. All right. So when this power is delegated, as you go and operate, you are now acting, as you go and exercise this authority, you are acting as an ambassador. But as you are acting as an ambassador, you are given all the authority that is needed, right? So this delegated power, when it's delegated onto you, it doesn't mean that there is some power somehow that is left with Jesus that you cannot use yourself. No, we're talking about a gift of power or a gift of authority that comes to you, and you've got, you can do all that Christ can do. You can do all that Jesus can do. This is the type of a delegation we are talking about. When this power is delegated, when this authority is delegated, you are acting on behalf of Christ. So what Christ can do, you can do as well. So Christ here, or Jesus here, is not holding any power back, or is not holding any authority back. He's not saying, I've delegated this power, so this power, with this power, you can only be able to do 1, 2, 3, and you cannot do 1, 2, 3. No, with this power, you can be able to do anything that Christ can do. Right? This is the beauty of this authority, because when it is given to you, it is 100% complete. It is authority in its fullness. Right? It is authority in its fullness. So when you go out there and exercise this power, you are actually representing Christ. That's why you ought to immerse yourself in Christ. When you immerse yourself in Christ and you operate from this power, then you're in a position to do what Christ can do. You're able to tread upon serpents and scorpions. You're able to have authority over all the power of the enemy. Do you see now, there's no reason for us as Christians to be complaining about what the devil is doing. Because we have been given authority to deal with that power of the devil. We've been given authority to deal with all the dunamis, the miracles, or the miraculous working power of the devil. Now, remember, the devil is not somebody who is just going to be folding his arms and see us exercising power just like that. Right? Remember, the devil used to be one of the powerful angels before his falling, right? He used to be so powerful. But now, when he had fallen, it does not mean that he also lost that power. You need to understand that. That power was not taken away from him, right? He still has all his antics. He can still do, all his antics. He can still perform miracles. That's why even from the dark side, miracles can be performed. There are so many scriptures that, you know, tell us about these things. The devil is not just going to be folding his arms and let you, you know, have your way just like that. He's going to try and confuse you. He's going to try and throw in dust, throw in arrows, and make sure that, you know, things are difficult for you. But one thing you need to understand, one thing you need to know is that you've got authority over that power, the power of the enemy, right? You have authority over the power of the enemy because you're operating from Jesus, right? So when you're operating from Jesus, I remember I promised you on how to do that. You need to immerse yourself in the Word of God because you need to understand if I want you need to immerse yourself in the character of Jesus. And what is the composition of the character of Jesus? The composition of the character of Jesus is made out of the Word of God. Remember John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in verse 14 of that very same chapter, John chapter 1, says, and the Word became flesh, full of grace and truth, and dwelt amongst us. So it's referring to Jesus. So if you want to operate from Jesus and you want to maintain your position in Jesus, immerse yourself in the character of Jesus through the Word of God. Meditate upon the Word of God to understand the character of Jesus. How would Jesus operate in this situation? How would Jesus react to this situation? How would Jesus do in such a situation? You are only able to know all of that information if you immerse yourself in the Word of God. Right? When you immerse yourself in the Word of God, you are able to, you are literally overwhelming yourself with the character of Jesus. And the more you overwhelm yourself, the more consciousness you have of the authority you also have. And in that way, you are able to know in any situation how to operate, because you will be operating just as Christ operates. If you see a sick person, ask yourself, how would Jesus respond or react in that situation? Jesus would heal the person. So do the same thing, because remember, you are his ambassador. You are representing him. You've got the same authority that he has. He delegated that authority to you. He said, in my name, go and do 1, 2, 3. So you need to ask yourself, in every aspect of your life, what would Jesus do in any scenario, in any situation? If Jesus would heal the sick, go and heal the sick. If Jesus would face a situation, ask yourself, how would he react? So the same way Jesus would react is what you're supposed to be doing. If Jesus used to cast out devils, cast out devils. If Jesus used to perform miracles, go and perform miracles. If Jesus would pray that 5,000 people, right, be fed with only 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, do the same, because you are representing him as a child of God. So there's no reason for you to be complaining about the difficult situations in your life. There's no difficult situation. Jesus would not complain about that. So if Jesus would not complain, don't complain as well. Just go and exercise the authority that you are given. Remember, you are given authority, exousia, over all the miraculous power of the devil. Hence our topic, authority versus power. The devil might have so much power in terms of the miracles, the miraculous power and all of that, but you have been given authority over that. You've been given authority over all his antics. So go out there and exercise that authority. Authority means you are able to command situations and they will obey. You command the devils and they will obey. They do not have a choice. Why? Because your authority is above them. They can do all their antics. They can do all the 1, 2, 3, but you've got authority over them. All right. In the next topic, I'll also further explain how to, like, still on the topic of authority and power, I'll explain to you how authority is supposed to be exercised over something that seems big or something that looks, a situation that looks unchangeable. May God bless you as you go and exercise this authority in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067 0800-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.